For decades, Australia's financial institutions have been required to notify AUSTRAC of all transactions of $10,000 or more as part of the fight against organised crime. The CBA has now admitted it was late to report more than 53,000 cash deposits made through its deposit-taking ATMs between 2012 and 2015. The bank is arguing those late reports were due to one systems-related error, so it wants the thousands of breaches treated as one contravention. That could have an impact on the size of the fine the CBA faces as part of the civil proceedings in the federal court. Sonia Davey from the Australian Shareholders Association says those who've invested in CBA shares will be hoping that legal defence works.
Well, from a shareholder's point of view, we actually want them to defend themselves as much as possible, because ultimately any fine comes out of shareholder funds. Whether it works or not, I mean, on the one hand we hope it does, but I'm not personally convinced that they'll get away with it, essentially.
Todd Harland is a former AUSTRAC employee who runs the anti-money laundering consultancy ALM Solutions International. He says any fine imposed must be large enough to act as a deterrent.
The fine that needs to go upon a finding of guilt would have to be commensurate to make sure it's not just seen by institutions as a cost of doing business. When they're turning over multi-billion dollar profits, on a quarterly basis, a $10 million fine is just going to be absorbed as a cost of doing business. And so it has to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
Michael McCarthy from CMC Markets says while the $10,000 reporting threshold is a clear concept, the whole issue of suspicious transactions is hazy.
The straight reporting of transactions, CBA has acknowledged it has failed and has owned up to, and is discussing with the regulator the appropriate action to be taken there. But the other areas, and particularly the reporting of suspicious transactions, is a much more nebulous area of law, and the discussions that they're having will help inform the rest of the industry as to the correct practice in this area.
Sonia Davey says the size of the potential fine is a concern, but she believes a more pressing consideration is the damage to the CBA's brand.
It comes after a whole lot of other issues. The financial planning scandal, the Cominsure scandal, Storm Financial, everything is sort of piled one on top of the other, which all affects the Commonwealth Bank brand. And ultimately, that affects customers' confidence in the bank, and the amount of money that the bank can make, and the price of the shares as well. So ultimately, I think it is the bank's lack of a proper risk management strategy allowing these sorts of things to happen.
The bank has admitted it failed to meet risk assessment requirements for the ATMs it first introduced in 2012, including an admission that it should have introduced daily limits on cash deposits by early 2016. It introduced daily limits just last month. It's alleged that organised crime syndicates used the machines to launder money. Todd Harland says the sheer number of transactions made every week means mistakes will occur, and he says he won't be surprised if another of the major banks is found to be in breach of AUSTRAC's requirements.
This is a complex area to work in. Breaches will occur due to the huge volumes of work that is pumped through these businesses. There's millions and millions of transactions, on a weekly, monthly sort of basis, and mistakes happen. So whether it's a mistake or a breach is something for AUSTRAC to determine. But I'm not going to be surprised if we see another one go in the next year or two.